and All About Vermont, this might be the best 3 hours of your week, The Bruce Newberry Show. On today's show, it's Maple Festival weekend in St. Albans, and we go there live. The director of the Vermont Symphony, Elise Brunel, talks about passing a big baton. Supermom Colleen Burns gives us some Mother's Day gift advice. Why a supermom? She has six boys. It's Independent Bookstore Day. We will visit with the proprietor of the Vermont Bookshop, Becky Dayton. And we will shop in the Ghost Mall. Those stores that used to be where you could always find what you were looking for. No prompts needed. Give us a call live, 888-414-0303. The Bruce Newberry Show is brought to you by Island Homemade Ice Cream, Vermont's other ice cream. Their secret ingredient is Vermont. Look for it at your favorite store. And now, the man who has to keep your earballs tuned strictly to your radio for 3 hours, here's the More Than Food Dude, Bruce Newberry.
888-414-0303, the McKenzie Country Classic Hotline.
Ted Tomlinson. 0303, not 0303.
No, it's zero, isn't it? Because it's...
0303.
All right, I'll do it. I will more than happy to do that. 888-414-0303 is yours.
Wait, I thought it was 0303.
Nah. So... let me reset the trivia here. One question on the table already. Song can't miss with a lyric like this. He drinks a lager drink. He drinks a cider drink. Name the tune that contains that lyric.
And no
Googling, but we will give you the next line. If you want to get on the line here and say, okay, what's the next line? 888-414-0303. We were shopping at the Ghost Mall. How about this one for another trivia question? What does... close enough to pass the gray poupon mean? What is that a reference to?
Wait, was that an ad campaign?
It might have been.
I feel like...
888-414-0303. A friend of mine was reporting on, there's a big sailing race that's going on. It's literally an around-the-world ocean sailing race with these crews of four and five people jammed into these little speedy sailboats.
And they asked for the gray poupon, didn't they?
Well, the question was, well, it's kind of a worthy thing because, you know, the boats ain't cheap, but they were all bunched together off the coast of Brazil or some such place, and it was foggy, and there wasn't much wind, and they were going really slowly. So my friend who was a sailing reporter said, well, they were pretty close. They weren't quite close enough to pass the gray poupon, but they were pretty close. And I said, that's a great
reference.
First
of all, what a good gig to be a sailing reporter. I would love to be the reporter on a yacht that's a sailing yacht.
Well, all of these boats have embedded reporters, onboard reporters. I guess they have to kind of work and, you know.
kind of work. I've seen Below Deck. They do have to work.
Yeah, that's a little, like reality TV is neither, you know, it's Below Deck is not exactly a documentary representation.
I hate to admit that I watch reality TV because I try not to, but I've learned a lot here at the restaurant by watching Below Deck, but I will also say this as a point of trivia. My dear, dear friend, Chris Colligan, out of Iowa, I think it's his uncle, I believe. There's only a few people that can move a yacht or a boat by celestial navigation. So his job is literally, you fly him down, but some of these are yachts. I mean, these are ships.
Let me ask a question of you about your friend. Do we understand that this friend of yours is an expert in navigation of yachts which go on the ocean, and he lives in Iowa?
Okay, so my best friend lives in Iowa, and his uncle, I think it's his uncle, his full-time job is to move big yachts if you're rich and you have a big yacht and you leave it somewhere in the Pacific, you have to have it sent back. And doing it by celestial navigation is like being able to fly.
I see.
Through the stars. And that's his full-time job. He goes down, picks up a yacht, big boat, whatever. And if you're in, you know, not the Mediterranean, but this is sailing around Cape Horn.
Mm. Yeah, this that's the route that these yachts took.
And
these
you have
sailboats
to learn celestial navigation. And that's his full-time job.
From
You've
Iowa.
Got to pick up a $200 million yacht.
Why not? The luxury yachts are really something to behold. I got a chance to hang out with those folks during my time in Newport, Rhode Island. So I'm with you.
Wait, there's luxury yachts in Newport, Rhode Island?
Happens to be one or two. 888-414-0303. I have a couple of numbers here. Let's see how close you've been paying attention. Our magic numbers of the day today, right?
Okay.
And this will qualify you, and we'll put you in the draw for our prizes. We're going to give away. I haven't quite solidified all of this yet, but it's starting to come together.
I have a picnic table right now. I can give away.
There we go. And what
One
we're going
to
do is
you have to pick it up.
We're going to put together some VIP experiences and give those away as our prize. So watch this space over the next couple of weeks or so, and as all of this comes together. Could be some of these places that we've been talking about that you've always wanted to go to. I mean, we're all about Vermont. We've taken you to a bunch of great places so far today.